told you to go and make a canyon, and you go down now to the field and you build a fence there, or you break a hole there, why shouldn't that be a good chazaka? Or my rov v'hochi kum, this is what the Braisa means to say. Tifonov loitzorach lemeim olelechazeku kini. If the owner is there, and in front of the owner you go and you make this kinyan chazaka, then you have the kinyan even though the owner does not say leich chazeku kini. But shaloi b'fonov, if you're going to make this kinyan not in front of the meicher, then the loch is sorach lemeim olelechazeku kini. Then it only works if first the owner tells the person, listen, I give you permission, go down and be crane on my field. And if not me, then if you go down, Avadi, you can make kinyan with not in front of the Bailam. But just means that the owner have to first say, Leich Chazeko Kini. The first have to show his Askama. Avadi, they were talking about telling it. Just the last words of Leich Chazeko Kini, that's the difference. That if the owner is there and you go down and make the kinyan, it's good even though you did not say Leich Chazeko Kini. But if the owner is not there, then the kinyan would only be chal if the owner first told you clearly, Leich Chazeko Kini. I give you permission, go down and make a kinyan in the karka. Boy, Rav Nachman, that's the question, Heicha Amar Shmuel? How did Shmuel say it? Rashi Rashbam says, Boy, Rav, Hach Breis Tev Shmuel Lei, Etoni Befon Abav Shoy Befon Abav Lei, Hedek Hazoka. Ad Yom Lev Hedek Lech Hazoka Kini, Kvi Boy Lei, Milei Mavid Mechira Mari, we're talking about now Mechira, Abu Matona Mechivan Shomle Nesna Karka Zu Vola Esther Shem Upon Hedek Hazoka Lev Lech Hazoka Kini. Yeah, now that was the Shaila. Shaila was he talking about only a Mechir over here? If somebody is selling his Karka, then we say Shalai Befona, but only helps if he first says Lech Hazoka Kini. But maybe about Matona not. That was the Shaila. Boy Rav Matona Heich, what's going to be the luck if somebody's giving you a present? I'm giving you karka for a present. Now you go down and make the chazaka shlei b'fonav. Is it good maybe even though the owner did not say lei chazaka kini? That was the shayla. That was what shayla was. Maton heich omer yeheich heich. Omer Shmuel, so Shmuel said, Maiti boi leliyabo. What does Rav, what kind of shayla does Rav have? Hashto ma mecha de koyoyev lezuzi. Madich when Reuven is selling his property to Shimon. And Shimon is going to give him money. Still, we say Yom Alechazeku Kini in Ilaloi. Only because I tell you go and make the kinyan, does it help? But if I do not say that, I'm not Goma Badaitoi. Your kinyan means nothing. If so, Matona Lekol Shechein, isn't it for sure swear by Matona, where I'm not receiving any money? So there's less really like Gemira's that. So for sure, the kinyan, the Matona, is only good if I tell you Lechazeku Kini. But if I do not tell you that to you, it should not be good. So what was Rav Sofik? In my instance, Rav Sofar, Man the Yoyev Matona, the Ayin Yofa, Yoyev. A new Svara. That Rav held, maybe someone is giving a present, you only give it to somebody you really like, to your good friend. So maybe to your good friend, you mean to give it to him, even though you do not sell Lechazek Kini. Only when you sell it to a stranger, then we say you're not Goma Badaita, really you mean to sell it, unless you speak out clearly, Lechazek Kini. But when you're giving somebody a present, it has to be a close friend, somebody you really like. So there may be, even though you did not say yet Lechazek Kini, I'm just speaking, you know, I want to give you a present, that's all. And then that person goes down and makes a chazaki in the karka, maybe he's kind of the matana, even though the owner does not say Lechazek Kini. That was Rav's suffix. Now the Kama Kosher, it says you make a pirat even a small amount. How much is called a small opening in the gedder? Kama Kosher, Kodesh Shmuel, the Yama Shmuel, gedder, v'ashlimoi. Liyasara, parasprotz, and the shnichnas of yotza, harayz the chazaka. Making these small holes in the wall, these are also called chazakas. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll go with Rastach then tomorrow. We had the Kama Kosher. What's called the chazaka you say? We had before Noah, Goda, Porus, Kolshahu. It's called the chazaka. When you want to make a kinyan on karka, you could be kind of karka with chazaka. So it says even the Kolshahu, a small amount of fixing the property, you also have a kinyan. Now the shayla is, how small is really called a kolshu? How much is it? So the Mora says, Kiddi Shmuel like Shmuel. The Yomah Shmuel, Goda Geder, if you build up a wall, Veshlimu Liyasara, and you finish it to be 10 tefachim tall, that's called, you made a wall there, even though you only made a small amount. Or else, Porat Pirtsa, Kidesh Yekonas, if you You made a hole in the wall that you could be able to go through it. That's also called, you did something to the field or to the house. Harezu chazoka. That's called a chazoka. Now the Gemara explains. Hai geder hechidomi. Like what type of offense did we have before, and what did you do to it now? What are we talking about? Elaim, if you want to tell me, demi kora lo heve salkilor. Before, there was a wall there around the field, and people cannot get into the field. Like that wall by itself really protected the field, even though it wasn't 10 tefachim tall. So what? But it was like slanty, people cannot go over it. Fahashtanami lo salkilor. And now also, even though you build up the wall, you made it to 10 tefachim tall, still people cannot go over it. If so, the question is, my Yovid, what did you do? And that's not called a chazoka then. You didn't do anything here. Before, the wall also stopped people from coming in. And now also it stops people from coming in. So even though true, you made it a little bit taller, but so what? That's not called a chazoka. You didn't do anything to it. A chazoka means like you have to show you're an owner here. You own it. You have to do a mindset that the owner does. Some type of a tick and a fixing. What did you fix it here? The other case is like this. The Mikora Heavy Salkilo, that before people could walk over this fence. Before the fence was lowered, did not stop people from coming in. Fahashtalai Salkilo. And now nobody could come through. You build up the wall tall enough. You made the tent fucking tall. Then now people cannot walk through, could not go through. So I said, so, Tuva of it. He did a lot. Why is it called Kolshu? Yeah, the Kolshu, it's not a Kolshu, it's not a small amount. He did a lot. So my answer is, let's recall the case is, the Mikoro, Hevi Salkalo Barabcho, before people could walk over this wall easily. They could come in easily. Fahashta Kasalkalo Baduchko. And now people could only walk over the field if it's Baduchik, when it's hard. In other words, you did something. You didn't do too much, but a little bit you did. That's the chiddush. That's also called the chazaka. The response says, "V'ainu the first big line. V'ainu kolshu the kolshu ahani. The little bit that you did helped a little bit. To akati sakiloktas. It only helped a little bit because people could still walk over the fence. But it helps a little bit that I kope on them. It's hard. It's b'derech hard for them to walk over." Now the Gemara says, "Heichidon." What then says? High pirza. Next case was if it was a closed wall and now you made an opening in it to go through it. That's also called the chazaka. But it's called the pirza kolshu. So Moriah Techidam, what's the case talking about? Elam, if you want to tell me the mikore of the ayelvo, that before there was a hole there and you could fit through, you could walk in through that hole. Vashtanami ayelvo. So, and now that you made it a little bit wider, people could still go through it. So Moriah, though, my of it, what did you do? That's not called the chazaka. Like before, there was a hole in the wall that you could go through it. And now you widened the hole, so good. But you didn't do anything, because you were able to go through before. So what's the difference before and now? You didn't do anything so great, that should not be called a chazaka. The case has to be, the only one you want to tell me maybe, to me corollary ayelbo, that before you cannot go in at all. Before, maybe there was such a small hole in the wall, 2 inches, 3 inches. Not fit for a person to go through it. Fahashto ka'ayla botuva. And now he widened the hole in this wall, that now you can fit through it. You can walk through, you can go inside. For the Gemara is so, that's the case. Ovad, tuva of it. For the Gemara, that's the case, you did a lot. Then it's not called a kolshu. We want a case where it's a chazak of a kolshu a little bit. If before there was no hole to go through, and now you made the hole wide enough to go through, that's a big maisi. You made a big chazaka. That's not called a kosher. It's not called a small amount. So the answer is, let's read the case is, Timikoro have ailu bo beducho. Before there was a hole there, true, maybe a 3-foot hole, that if you want to squeeze yourself through, you could fit yourself through it. You could fit through it. But it's hard to go through it. And now you went to make a chazaka there. You widened the hole. Fahashta ailu bo beravcho. And now people could walk through the hole to get in. So you didn't do a great thing, a tremendous thing, because it was fit to go in there before. It's called a kolshu. You widened it, you made it easier to go through. That's the case of a chazaka kolshu. That's called a chazaka. Omer Rabasi, Rabasi says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Nosan Tzror, if you take a stone, a pebble, for hoyul, and it helps, or else, Notal Tzror v'hoyul,
You either not send, you put it there, or else not, you take it away, and it helps. Hareza chazaka. So see what that means. If you put a pebble or a stone there and it helped, or by taking it away a stone, it helps, that's also called a chazaka. You did something to the karka, that's called a chazaka. Now we'll soon see. Now the Gemara explains. My nosan, or my notal. What does it mean you put the stone there? And what does it mean you took away the stone? Elaim, if you want to tell me, nosan tsror, you put the stone there means v'socha mayimino, and you stopped a flood from coming into the field. Now the guy has a brick wall there, and there's a hole in the wall. And because of that hole, the water on the outside would start coming in. It would flood the property. So you went and put a stone in that hole to stop the flood, stop the water from coming in. And the other case is not al tzror. What you took away a stone means the atik mayiminei. Means there was a large flood, there was a large sum of water inside the field, and it couldn't go out. So what you did is you took out a stone from the wall, you made like a small hole there, that now the water could flow out. If that's what you did, so you want to call that a chazaka. That shows that the kinyan, an owner does this. Like a kinyan chazaka means you do something that only the owner does. Like building a wall, making an opening in the wall. The owner does this. So you want to tell me here also, by stopping the water, letting the water go out, that's called a chazaka. So Mar says, why? Mar says a question, hi, mavriach ari, meinichzach averihu. Mavriachari means you're like holding back the lion from coming into your friend's field. In other words, if you see a lion coming into your friend's field that can eat up all this flock of sheep, and you could stop it, you're mechuyif to stop that lion. If you have a bow and arrow, you could shoot him. You have a gun, you could shoot him. You're like mechuyif to stop the lion from coming in to protect your friend's nechosim. That's like a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. So to do something like this, that the water is about to come in and flood up the whole field. So when you come now and you clog up that hole to stop the water from coming in, not only the owner does something like that, but any Jew, anybody coming by and seeing the way a flood of water is about to enter somebody's property and ruin it, there's a mitzvah, Hashavas Aveda, to stop it. So therefore it's not called a chazaka. It's not an action that only the owner does. Anybody would do it. That's not called a chazaka. It's not a kinyan. As Rashbam explains. There's like returning in Aveda. The person's about to lose his field, and you're going to return his field. You're going to save it by stopping the flood from coming in. If so, the whole Yisrael mitzuvim lahatzel momen chavreim. Every Jew has a chiyuv to save his friend's money min hahezek from damage. V'yein truya chazaka eladum yedigeder v'parat shaisa by binyan I kol tikun hatzaruch alasodig I mashke mayim I zaymer. Chazaka means you do something that's good, you're fixing the field. That only the owner does. Somebody else is not mechuyav to come and plant and help you build the wall. That only the owner does. But here that you're stopping the flood from coming in, from ruining his field, that anybody, kol Yisrael is mechuyav to stop the flood. So that's not called a ma'isa bailus, it's not called a ma'isa chazaka. You would not have a chazaka by doing such an action. Samar says, Ella, rather the case is like this. Ella nosan tsror, you put a stone there, means that some is lemayo. The apostle, you started a flow of water. You put a stone there. The Rashbam says, that some is lemayo, to my some apostle, yitzma lebapor. Chibur hamayim shebetoichoi, shela yotzo lechutz, vizel kumay mashke sodeyo dumi dechirish. Talking about now that you water the ground inside, and by the wall there was a hole in the wall. So the water was going out, and you don't want the water to go out. You want the water to stay inside your field. So that's the ma'isa tikkun. That's like fixing the field. So an owner does that. So in such a case, if you would take the stone and clog up that hole that the water should not go out, and leave the water should remain inside the field and irrigate the field, that's the ma'isa chazaka. Telenosa means nosan tsror titzomed lomaya. You stop the water from going out. You're keeping the water in the field. That's